Say you and your chum are planning a visit to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. Now, your friend doesn't know much about art, so it's kind of tempting when you come to, say, Picasso's Dying Bull, to make up your own bull on how the piece is representative of the struggle for artistic self-realization, or whatever. Your friend wouldn't be any the wiser. But the guards standing behind you probably would be, because the majority of the Met's guards are themselves budding Picassos. That is to say, many of them are practicing artists. And this month, they're launching their very own art magazine called Swipe. Christopher Boynton is Swipe's editor. We reached him in New York City.
Mr. Boynton, why did you decide to name the magazine Swipe?
It's more of a reference to the swiping in and out as far as like a time clock.
Right. Because it's odd that you think museum guards calling a magazine about art Swipe. You're not suggesting anything.
No, not at all. That's part of our job, is to make sure nothing suggestive like that would happen.
So what's in the magazine?
There's a variety of things. We have literature, poetry, short stories, visual arts, mostly representational art. We have some people that do abstract, but yeah, pretty much covers the gamut.
And it's work by the museum guards.
Yes, we're all at either now or at one time were security guards at the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
So everyone in the magazine, all the contributors, work at the museum, but they're all artists. Are all the guards at the museum practicing artists?
Yeah, it's really most of us that are guards do have some sort of interest in either art history, or studio art, that sort of thing.
So being a guard, and you're... Are you in any particular section of the museum?
We're in a variety of sections. I'm typically in the main lobby area, so I get a lot of, we deal a lot with the public initially as they come in off the street.
You get to see much of the art?
We move around a bit, so that's kind of nice. And being in a gallery, you really get a chance to become more intimate with the artwork, especially when... early in the morning or in the evening when the public's not around.
What kind of magic moments have you had there?
I'd say with the Van Eyck painting in particular, it's very intense. He's a Northern Renaissance painter, and just this very intense emotional effect that I think he really kind of delivers. And a few lesser emotional reactions, just more kind of marveling at some of the techniques and being able to work in a gallery with the artwork. You do kind of, day in and day out, you have that exposure that allows you to pick up on certain elements of technique that probably the average passerby might not be able to grasp or appreciate.
When you're listening, when you're as a guard and there are people wandering around talking about the art and having their own theories and ideas and offering their little bits of information, do you get tempted sometimes to straighten them out?
A few times, yeah. I've chimed in and corrected people on things, but usually, for the most part, people don't appreciate you sort of invading their space, so we pretty much just kind of sit back and observe people.
Do people not expect the guards to know so much about art?
A lot of times, yeah. People come up to us and they'll ask us questions. And if you go into great detail about something that you happen to have some experience with, people are like, wow, I'm amazed that you either know art or appreciate it. So I think, to a large degree, I think the public is unaware of how the guards, their backgrounds and their interests, how varied it is.
There was an exhibition as well, I guess, of the work of the museum guards at a gallery in New York. Is that?
That's correct. On the Upper West Side, at a gallery called 25 CPW on Central Park West. It's a very great location. We kind of lucked into it through some connections that one of the editors had. It really kind of materialized really nicely. We were setting up the magazine and designing it and considering printers and things like that. And then the idea came up to have a launch party for our magazine. So we happened to fall into this gallery that was in a prime location and on the Upper West Side in Manhattan. Excuse me.
So I guess an exhibition that has whose artists are also museum guards, no one was going to mess with the artwork at that opening, I guess.
Yeah, I think they know better. I think the general public is really excited about it, and we're getting a lot of emails from people saying, hey, great job. You know, this is a brilliant idea. And so we're just glad to provide a forum to the artists that are not recognized and not appreciated. So I feel very proud to be involved with this.
Well done. And thanks for speaking with us.
All right. Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Christopher Boynton is the editor of Swipe magazine. He spoke to us from Queens, New York.